I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mike and I talking about some of the commercials that tickled us last night. Got our attention, man. What about you guys? Text us at 404-741-0929. We're going to grab plenty of your phone calls, man. Before we get into some of your thoughts, I'm just asking this question, and I want you to think about it, and then I want you to hit us up. How do we get back? What do we need to do? If you call the show or text us or tweet us and tell us we need a new quarterback, we're done. I'm not answering that. That's dumb, okay? I'm talking about real, tangible things that this team can do, and how do we improve? Now, if you're going to say, well, then, you know, they blew their chance. Sark, they should have changed Sark. Well, guess what? That's not changing either.
Yeah, I mean, as we said, guys, there's you know, a sports talk, hot button issues, but we're talking about things that are really tangible, that are actually practical, because as we know, Matt Ryan, as you said, he's not going anywhere. He's your franchise quarterback, and that's not up for debate. Same thing goes with Sark. Dan Quinn's already told us that, you know, you guys all wanted to run Shannon out of town. Look what happened in the second year. Okay, well, guess what, Quinn? It better be just like the second year. Because you know, you're on record with that, so let's see how this works. We do bring in Greg Knapp, so we got a real West Coast guy who knows his own blocking scheme, and he's got years and years in the NFL, so hopefully more brain power there. But everybody agrees, when you watch the Super Bowl last night, when things are clicking for the Eagles, their offensive line is just knocking guys off the ball. You know, Nick Foles was not sacked last night. Brady was only sacked once, by the way. Both offensive lines did a heck of a job.
Mike, they punted once.
Right. I mean, well, that's what I mean. So the thing is, and this goes back to, do you trust your personnel department to get it right? Because of all the it's kind of been the Achilles heel of the personnel department. That's why we had to retool in 15 with LaVitre. That's why we had to go spend money on Alex Mack. That's why this year, unfortunately, if you want to look, if you want to make excuses for what didn't happen, in addition to all the balls that were dropped this year. And that's another thing. Receivers have got to do their work and do whatever you got to do to make those hands work, brother, because that really cost us some games.
Well, this I do agree with. You know, when Thomas Dimitroff, our general manager, in that post-season presser said that we, you know, under-executed, he is right. I mean, there are plenty of games we could watch and say we did under-execute. Mm-hmm. But we also underachieved with the expectations of the talent level of our football team. And that's where I differ with him. But, Mike, over the weekend, because Friday night we were out, and I didn't get a chance to see this, and then Saturday, or should I say Saturday, I saw this actually Sunday, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution headline on the sports page says, Ryan Deal, work with us. And it's Arthur Blank says that our quarterback, he does appreciate what Matt Ryan is. No, year 10, he's been here, he's established. But we need other pieces. And so I'm looking at this, and I'm reading it. And this is, by the way, written by D. Orlando Ledbetter, friend of the show, covers the Falcons. And I'm looking at this, and he says, da-da-da-da, I don't care about other quarterbacks, because they asked him about what other quarterbacks are getting, like Matthew Stafford, right, who set the market. And Ryan is set to make $19.25 million in the final year of his six-year, $103 million deal that he signed back in July of 2013. And Arthur Blank goes on and says, yes, but we need to be flexible. We've got other guys and such young stars on the defense like Vic Beasley or Grady Jarrett or Keanu Neal or Deion Jones that eventually are going to need to be signed and be a part of this football team. So what I'm hoping for is that Matt is flexible. And I'm sitting here looking at this and I'm reading this because I saw it again Sunday. I did not see it Saturday. And I'm going, really? Tom Condon is his agent. Tom Condon doesn't come off of being flexible, okay?
No, we've talked about him. He's old school gangster. But here's the thing. I think what Arthur is planting those seeds out there, and again, some of this is not that it's going to come to a head with Matt Ryan and the Falcons. I'll be blown away if this doesn't get done amicably. But it is interesting to hear Arthur put it out there
now,
in a column.
Now, do we agree with Arthur?
Yes, 100%.
We absolutely
you know,
do.
And you know, the MVP took a big step back last year. We can talk all about all the variables, and everybody has their own ideas about how much Matt can be blamed or how much Matt can't be blamed. But Matt, regardless of the drops of the line, had a really bad season coming off the MVP season. So to Arthur's point, you've got to, if you want to keep on trucking with this present composition, to be like the Seattle Seahawks when they drafted so well. You've got to be able to afford those guys when those contracts are coming up. So that means, Matt, much like Brady and other quarterbacks, there's a way to do it, move the money around so Tom Condon gets his piece of the action, and we also have some cap space.
Matthew Stafford signed a six-year, $135 million contract, $92 million in guarantees. I'm putting this out there to let you know this is what kind of deal we're talking about. This is going to be something similar to what Matt's going to
get. You said $92 million guaranteed.
If you want to do your research on it.
I'm on it, Thomas. So Matt's would be north of $100 million guaranteed.
And his yearly salary is $27 million, tops in the league right now. Okay?
So you with me on that? So Matt's would be north of $100 million.
Absolutely. Okay. And this is the discussion I had with somebody last night. As they said,
guaranteed.
I'm watching this game, Dukes, and I can't believe that Matt's going to get $30 million. I said, well, believe it, because this is the going rate. If you're a first baseman in MLB and you hit 35 home runs and you drive in 100, you're going to get a $100 million contract. If you're a starting quarterback in the league with an established track record of Matt Ryan, who now is an MVP and is taking his team to the Super Bowl, this is what you're going to get, whether you like it or I like it. But this is where I agree with our owner, Mike. You've got to have flexibility if you're going to sign some of these other big-time pieces, especially if you feel like, you know what, we've drafted well since Quinn has gotten here, and if you trust that, then you're going to go through the draft and you're going to still continue to add pieces. But you got to retain guys of your own. You have to do this moving forward.
Now, again, you can also add some pieces. Now, again, not a great class of free agents, guys, as far as for the offensive line. I mean, there's some guys, I know you guys all see the same names, but do they fit the zone blocking scheme? So how much of that are you going to address through free agency? And how, as all, everyone assumes, oh, we'll just plug those guys. Those guys are not going to come cheap.
No.
You know, a starting offensive lineman, even a guard is less expensive than a tackle. It's still not going to be, you know, for fish heads and rice, you know. I mean, it's going to be expensive. And then you also hope that if you can't do both through and here's the other thing. Do the Falcons coaching staff look at the offensive line the way we do? We want to replace two guards. Lavitre, I would say if he won't take a cut and rework his deal, I got to find another guy for Lavitre too.
I think he will. I'm saying that because, you know, you start to talk about age,
right,
and all of those factors. Maybe Andy's comfortable here and he wants to play and he realizes, you know what, I just need to restructure my deal and not be as big of a cap hit or hindrance. Here is Thomas, or check that, Arthur Blank on the NFL Network talking about this particular situation with Matt Ryan.
I think he's a smart enough guy, plenty smart enough to know the value of having really good players around him. And so, you know, we live in a closed cap system, so there's only so many dollars available. You want to have enough to be allocated to other players competitively.
The quote in the paper was, "We want to treat Matt well," Mr. Blank said. "He's been a great quarterback for us for 10 years. Hopefully he'll play another 10. I think he thinks Tom Brady, you know, like Tom Brady can play maybe into his mid-40s. Maybe we're at the midway point of his career." And again, Arthur Blank's just talking about how quarterbacks are lasting longer in the league. What about Matt getting paid, Mr. Blank?
I think he wants to win championships. He wants to win a Super Bowl. So part of what we have to keep in balance, and Matt has to help us do that, is that we want to sign a contract with Matt that's respectful and competitive with him, but one that positions the team. We can continue to keep talent around him because, as James will tell you, I don't care who the player is, you can't win with one player.
You can't. And to Mr. Blank's point, that's why Mike and I both agree with him. Mm-hmm. You got to retain these young guys when it comes their time. With that said, and let's dispel this right now too. Well, Dukes and Bell, why can't he just take a discount?
Well, you can take a discount at your job.
Number one, right, you wouldn't. Number two, the Players Association will not let him.
And by the way, there are ways to do it. Now, we could sit here, and first off, we'd have to go get some guys who know the math because we'll chalk yourself into a circle trying to explain how the cap works. But there are ways for Matt to get all that money and yet, as you said, move it around so the actual hit, the cap hit, is lessened over the length of the contract. So how they do that, they've got a whole floor of guys at Flowery Branch. That's all they work on. And by the way, Carl, we were talking earlier about Matt. Yes. Drop passes, O-line. It's not like Matt gets a pass for some of the stuff that went down, too. Matt missed badly on the deep ball this year. He looked great throwing the deep pass last year, not so good this year.
By the way, what'd you think of Foles' deep ball?
Don't get me started.
Okay.
And then you've also got Matt. I don't know how many of you guys watch a lot of NFL. I can't remember another quarterback that I was watching this year, other than rookies, throw three picks on three consecutive series in a game, but that happened this year, too. So there's enough blame to go all around, okay? So let's not get back into the don't make fun of Matt, because heaven forbid you actually criticize when a guy doesn't do the job. There's been a lot of guys to criticize this year with the Falcons, because if we had done our job, we'd be having the parade here on Thursday.
We should be. At least that's how I feel. We had the talent to do it.
But Matt doesn't get a pass either, because he also made mistakes this year.
No, no doubt. I mean, you know, the guy that I thought played the position at the highest level was on the sideline last night. That was Carson Wentz. All right, as you watch the season play out, Deshaun Watson as a rookie was having a spectacular year prior to being injured. Brady continues to play at a high level. Big Ben, I mean, how do you assess his season? You know, you go down the list of these quarterbacks, but Matt is in that rank of top guys and continues to be, and that's why he's not going to take a discount. And when I say that, guys, we're not talking about, like, he can sign. This makes me laugh. He can sign for, like, $6 million a year. It's not happening. That's not the going rate for quarterbacks.
It's the same thing goes for Drew Brees. It's not like Drew Brees is going to sit there and go, I will take $17 million these next two. No, he's going to get, like, around $30 million. You know, he says he wants to stay in New Orleans, but he's not going to accept anything less than top three going rate. As well, he shouldn't, because he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, guys, as we said, there's no reason to fret over it now, but it is interesting in this town to hear Arthur or hear an owner like that kind of lay the groundwork for how that's going to go.
Jeff,
we're going to do you right, but you're going to have to do some for us, too.
Well, I agree with the owner. I do. And by the way, Jeff hits us up on social media on Twitter, and he says the key to the Falcons getting back to the big game is improving the O-line. Plain and simple. Skill positions are set. The defense is top 10, guys. Winning still starts at the line of scrimmage. I couldn't agree more with him. I really believe that. And having a lot of these guys under contract, too, when you start talking about the skills, skill positions. Let's talk to Alan in Atlanta. Alan, you get us rolling today, man. How you doing? Welcome in. Hey, man.
Okay, I'm doing great. I'm going to get you rolling. You remember what you just said? You just talked about Matt Ryan for about, I don't know, 15 minutes, whatever, and then you said you don't want nobody. First, you said you don't want nobody calling about Matt Ryan. You talked about him first. So
no, I didn't want anybody saying anything stupid like we need a new quarterback, because it's not happening.
Yeah, and the point we're saying, guys, is we got to fix the guards. We got to get the wide receivers to do their job. But my point earlier, if you maybe missed it, I'm not sure how you follow the show if you listen, but don't. But we're just saying how there's enough blame to go around. I'm just saying it's not all about, you know, everybody could have looked in the mirror and said, I didn't do the best job this year.
Right.
You know, from start. And there goes Dan Quinn and the coaching staff, too, by the way.
Well, I just think, you know, this whole notion, well, we just need to switch quarterbacks and we'll be in the Super Bowl. That's not happening. That was the comment I made, Alan. Then in the process, I was telling you about the owner and the comments he made about our quarterback and how he thinks we can pay Matt fairly, but yet retain the talent we have. What's up? What are you thinking, Alan? Go ahead with your comment.
Okay, then. Because I was listening to everything you heard, and I'm calling in. I want you to hear what I have to say.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Now, Matt Stafford, he's making all that money. What has he won? They just like Tony Romo to get him all that money. What did he win? So you see, I understand everything that Arthur Blank is saying. It's not about what's down and everything. It's about winning. It's about winning.
Well, it's always about winning. But let me say this: there are 10 teams that, Mike, would you agree, maybe have franchise quarterbacks? And I'm just going off the top of my head. Okay. You go Steelers, you go Patriots. I think the Eagles feel pretty comfortable where they're at. All right? You talk about us. You talk about Green Bay. All right? You talk about the Saints.
Hey, look, I mean, Green Bay, they're squandering Aaron Rodgers in the prime of his career because they haven't put the supporting pieces around him.
Absolutely. But he's won a Super Bowl. But then you've got Cam Newton. Okay? I'm just throwing it out. The MVP, been to a Super Bowl. It's about 10 teams, maybe. Everybody else is looking for a stinking quarterback. It's not about just winning. You have to have a guy that you believe that can take you there. Atlanta, we have a guy. So it's not just about winning. Yes, you are right. But you're not paid solely on the fact of whether you appear in a Super Bowl or not. You're paid on the fact that if you're a franchise guy, you're going to get paid franchise money. That is what Matt's going to get, Alan. Period.
And that's what we were saying earlier, guys. And by the way, I didn't realize we're in our feelings bag now. We can't. But the point we're getting to is, Julio's not getting traded, guys. Matt Ryan is your quarterback. So we're trying to nip that in the bud, because there are some of those comments squeaking through on social media and on our text line. And if you feel that way, we're just trying to explain why. Okay, you didn't move up and mortgage a big chunk of your future to go get Julio just to move him a few years later. It's not happening. He got a big contract. He's not going to. He's got to do a better job. He's got to catch the ball. Guard's got to block. If you can't get him, Dimitroff and company got to go find some guys that can. But the point we're getting to is, when you don't make the playoffs and you come up short the way we did, with all the talent that we have on that field on both sides, with Carl, the huge leap the defense took this year, guys didn't do their job.
Didn't do it. That's what it comes down to. So I need the guys who are immensely talented to do a better job than what they did this year. And then we need to add a few pieces of guys who are going to help us. For example, the addition of Alex Mack. I don't think anybody would argue what Alex Mack has meant to this football team.
Right.
Right? So, you know, we're not going to go pay top dollar, I don't believe, Mike, in free agency for a guard. But maybe we do. Maybe Dan Quinn goes to Thomas and Arthur and says, listen, We got to get this done now, and I need a guy that can get it done. I don't have time to wait on a rookie to develop.
Right.
Let's go get the best guy available. Maybe that is the discussion. We will wait to see when free agent starts. But this whole notion about, well, why would you pay him when he hasn't won? Dude's been to a Super Bowl. He's been an MVP. He's been one of the top quarterbacks since he got to the ATL. Mm-hmm. Stop with that, and let's talk about real stuff.
So let's hope, guys, that this year we go find, whether you guys think Isaiah Wynn is a guy that's worth taking a shot when the Falcons pick in the first round, or maybe you feel you go best athlete and you try to address guard. And again, Carl laid out some scenarios where we do it through free agency. But one thing for certain, when you see the teams that played in that game, both Patriots and Eagles, they get it done on the offensive line. And we didn't. We just didn't. And that's where it all starts, man.
And the Patriots ran the ball well.
Right, and there's no point in giving Devontae Freeman that contract if you don't have the guys to get the lanes for him to run in. You know, regardless of what you think about moving with Tevin down the road with his contract.
True, true. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Trevor and Marietta, you're in the game, Trevor. What's going on, man? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Talk to us.
I got three things, man. The first thing, I'm glad we're talking about Matt Ryan taking something off the top. You know, that'll allow us to go get a guy from, you know, Carolina, Norwell, I think his name is, mm-hmm. the guard.
Yes.
You know, and honestly, if it was me, if I were the GM, I'd double up. I'd go Norwell and free agent, and then I'd draft a kid like Isaiah Wynn out of Georgia. You know, you still got Garland, you still got Schweizer to mix it all in while McKenzie's getting up, or Isaiah Wynn's getting up to speed. And I think the third thing you got to do is, I think we got to get rid of Claiborne on the edge. We got to get more athletic on the edge, I think. That's all I got.
All right, Trevor. I appreciate it, man. Here's the deal, too, with Claiborne. I think his replacement's in-house already. His name's Tack.
Right.
Claiborne is a guy, I don't know if they're going to bring Claiborne back. He played great this year, but you got his replacement in Tack McKinley.
He's still a relatively young guy. I mean, he looks like he's 100, but, you know, Claiborne is a guy that can still get after it. I'd love to keep him in the mix, but that might be a luxury this year with all the other things we have to address. You're right.
Hey, man, we'll come back. We'll go around the NFL. Lots of stuff going on outside of just the Super Bowl last night. We'll continue to let you hear from Peterson and Foles and how people are reacting around the league to the Eagles being crowned champions. Tony Schiavone, man, talking about Fogo de Chao. got me a little excited, man.
You know what? I'm thinking of making a run for one of those tonight, man. You know, whoever puts the red
meats,
side in.
The meats?
Keep bringing the meat. Guys just in funny pants just keep bringing all sorts of meat to you at the table. You know what? We got to make a field trip this week.
It's so good.
Get on that. Hey, by the way, speaking of field trip, thanks to all the listeners. Got to meet a really bunch of some really wild, fun folks at the Pony, by the way, yesterday. Did the first half at the Pink Pony, and we gave away a 55-inch TV. And thanks to everybody who came out. Good times, man.
Good stuff.
And by the way, all the money we talked about making the appearance, I kind of gave some back. So I think the Pony made out pretty good on me.
Usually how it happens.
Yeah.
We are going to be on a field trip on Friday, as a matter of fact. As we head to Nashville, guys, we'll be broadcasting live at Tailgate Brewery up in Nashville, right there off of Broadway, if you guys ever been up there. And you're going, well, Dukes and Bell, what are you guys going for? Well, I'm glad you asked. We're going up for the United.
Yeah, I'm on United. It's kind of like spring training. You know, people go down to Florida to watch the Braves. In this case, we got a game against what? It's Nashville SC, right, Craig? That's what they call themselves? And they will be making the jump to the MLS in a year or two. But a chance to get up there, hang out. Everyone loves, you know, Nashville. It's always a great time. So we'll be up there Friday. I know all the support groups are going to make the trip, about 200 people that we've heard from. So come by and see us at Tailgate Brewery and then off to the match on Saturday afternoon.
Now, you really like the – and we're going to get back to more of your phone calls, guys. Don't worry. We'll also tell you what else is going on around the NFL in our NFL Blitz segment. 4 o'clock, National Signing Day. Well, the second part of National Signing Day is Wednesday.
1A, right, or 1B, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, a lot of 4- and 5-star guys are still going to sign. Georgia will get their fair share. Alabama, they've got 17 guys who are targeted that are going to make their decision on Wednesday. So we'll get into a little bit of that, but it's National Signing Day, and we used to go, February 7th, but it's really part two now.
I like the way you speak French, part deux. I hear you.
You really like the Amazon commercial, though.
The Amazon's my favorite ad of all the Super Bowl ads. There's a couple out there that I think people really get a kick out of. You know, Cardi B as one of the voices, Anthony Hopkins, and who is the what's the girl's name? Craig, the comedian. Anyway, the blonde, kind of heavy set. Yeah, her. She's in the tub and she's talking about the. I don't want to be disparaging. There's no other way to describe the woman. But if you didn't see it, Alexa Hugh loses her voice. And it's kind of funny because you even get a cameo from Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, when they say, really? We have replacement voices? This is going to work? Rebel Wilson is the young lady that's in the bathtub when she's talking about.
And she's funny.
You're all hot and dirty when you're out there in the bush talking about the Never mind. But the point is, it's a metaphor, and people are at the party, and it's. I thought that was my favorite. What was your favorite?
It was good, man. Like I said, things that stuck with me. Tide actually stuck with me.
Clever.
It was, but I really like Peter Dinklage, who plays on Game of Thrones in that the rapping Busta Rhymes. I'm wondering how long it took him to learn the words, because you can't mimicking that. The camera's right on you. You can't screw that up. And how long it actually took him.
Like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, because you know I gotta win every day.
Yeah. So Peter Dinklage does that, and then at the tail end, because it's a double whammy, then you got Morgan Freeman doing Missy Elliott.
So it was Doritos, yeah, right.
But it's Mountain Dew on the back end with it. Yeah.
But those two, I had a couple of them, man. What about the one where my boy Key is in? What was that spot? Because I thought that was pretty funny as well. I'm trying to think of where – I'm looking at these spots right now. I'm trying to think of what the product was, but I think it was an insurance or something of that nature?
Rocket Mortgage.
Mortgage. That's what it was. So, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed that one, but I kind of got lost what commercial was about.
The funniest one, though, of course, and the New York Post really grabbed onto that one, and they said, Giants win Super Bowl ads with Odell Beckham and Eli and Dirty Dancing, which a lot of people thought was – if it wasn't the funniest, it was certainly on the top five of the best Super Bowl commercials.
It really was. It was a play on Dirty Dancing.
Right.
All right. If you guys are not familiar with that movie, huge hit back in the 80s, and Patrick Swayze and the dance scene at the end.
With Jennifer Grey.
Well, yes, with Jennifer Grey. And that was the whole gist of it. And to see these guys being self-deprecating, Mike, and making fun of themselves was awesome.
And we also had the ad we told you was going to be in the pipeline. We told you about this a few weeks ago, using the brewery in Cartersville when they add all the canned water to get to all the folks who need it in Texas and Florida. It was kind of nice to see some local guys from the Bud, brewery being featured in that one as well for Budweiser, helping out people in need.
You guys can let us know what what commercial stood out to you. We'll play some of those along the way. It is Dukes and Bell. Let's get to an NFL Blitz, Craig, as he was looking for commercials.
As a matter of fact, I will tell you that Jennifer Grey weighed in on Twitter. She said they killed it.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
That's good. Yeah.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Just find some of the Amazon ad for us, so folks who do not remember, because if you're in a sports bar or an adult establishment, you maybe didn't hear it.
That's what I had right now.
In Austin, it's 60 degrees with a...
Alexa?
Amazon's Alexa lost her voice this morning, causing a
Alexa lost her voice? How is that even possible?
We have the replacements ready. Just say the word.
And you're sure this is going to work?
Yeah.
Alexa, show me a recipe for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Pathetic. You're 32 years of age, and you don't know how to make a grilled cheese sandwich. Its name is the recipe, you...
Alexa, how far is Mars?
How far is Mars? Well, how am I supposed to know? I've never been there. This guy want to go to Mars. For what? There's not even oxygen there.
Alexa, set the mood.
Now setting the mood. You're in the bush, and you're just so dirty, and you're so sweaty, because it's hot in that bush.
Alexa, rebush. Reboot.
Alexa, play some country music.
I don't dance now. I make money move.
No, Alexa, country music.
Alexa, call Brandon.
I'm afraid Brandon is a little tied up. But do let me know if there's anything I can help you with. Jessica?
Good boy.
Thanks, guys, but I'll take it from here.
Anthony Hopkins feeding a peacock, by the way. It's pretty funny.
I told you guys a few months back I had gotten Alexa, and I told this story about her not recognizing my voice. And I was telling Mike, for those people who have this device, I think Google has one as well, right. But this is really a play off of not only her losing her voice, but when certain times you give her commands, she doesn't respond. And you're like, Alexa, Alexa. And so I was telling Mike, like my daughter will be like, Alexa, bark like a dog. And then there'll be nothing. And then all of a sudden we'll walk off and leave. And then you'll hear, roof, 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 roof. And you're like, where did that come from? Because it's like she's got a mind of her own. So that's what made the commercial even funnier to me, is that what you request, like the guys with country music and Cardi B comes on, it's perfect,
And she, I never heard her really speak before other than seeing the performances on TV and stuff. It's kind of funny. It kind of sounds like Rosie Perez, in the... And a white man can't jump. Remember, like, it was the Stookie Brothers. Anyway, very cute voice.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Cobb County. Kia, and we mentioned the Kia commercial last night, the national spot with
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
But people, it's so funny. More people thought it was Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow. They didn't realize it was the Aerosmith lead singer going back in time. Too much eyeliner, Steve.
Hey, man, the big story, obviously, is what happened with Malcolm Butler. He was once a Super Bowl hero. And I guess once you are, you always are, right? I mean, he did win that game against Seattle where he gets the interception. But, Mike, he doesn't play last night. And now we've got a variety of stories out there about Malcolm Butler and what actually happened and why he was on the sidelines dressed out but did not see one snap.
Yeah, and now, as we said, the Boston papers will get into this one. Everybody was kind of toting the company line. Belichick wouldn't really give you anything, and then we heard Matt Patricia kind of echoing Belichick's sentiments. The thing is, all right, let's just say for argument's sake, the rumors are accurate. He's smoking marijuana or doing something he shouldn't be doing the night before the Super Bowl. That's a real dopey lack of discipline. Pardon the pun there again. And then you go before the coaches, and if you believe what you're reading, he's maybe mouthing off to the coaches. So, but is this the right place for Belichick to stick it to you? Just minutes before the game, the backup finds out he's going in and Butler's out, and then Butler's basically having a breakdown on the sideline.
Well, listen, coaches will tell you they've got guys on the roster. Everybody's got to be ready to play. I hear you. But I want to go down with my best players on the field. And if this was something that was going to be handled internally, which is what it sounds like, I mean, they're not putting the information out there, then why not play the guy last night? And let's be honest also, Mike, it's Belichick. If he played Malcolm Butler and this story comes out, what kind of heat is he going to get? I mean, it's Belichick. What kind of heat? Are they going to fire him? No.
Well, that's the thing. Now, Butler, to your point, he was the guy that was Johnny on the spot in the Seahawks game on that slant where he picks it off. And they remember that play that was talked about how they practiced it and practiced and couldn't make it work, and it works in the biggest moment in the game. He's also a guy that's been a real uneven – this year, very uneven. You know, and I know that some people don't like the Pro Football Focus numbers. I know some of those are misleading. But at the very least, he was very inconsistent. For a defense, it was inconsistent at times this season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What about the absence of Brandon Cook? What about him?
How about that? Is that one of the nastiest shots we've seen in recent Super Bowl? I mean, you got to go back to like the old times in the 80s to see hits like that.
He didn't see the defender. I know
he's dancing around. What do you think? Somebody's coming.
Somebody's coming. But he didn't see the defender. And then they showed that in slow motion. Was I the only one? Didn't it look like his head hit the ground too?
Yeah, it was double whammy.
Yeah. So he gets pounded by the defender. And then he hits the ground. They take Cooks off the field. He does not return first quarter.
Messes up Josh McDaniels' play calls?
I do.
For some reason, then they didn't go to Gronk as much as you might think in the first half.
I really thought they got thrown a curve there, and they were kind of adjusting on the fly. And then in the second half, you see how much they go to Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they kind of literally adjusted the game plan. And I don't know if that was, you know, ideal for them to go to Cooks to start that game. But, Mike, you know, they did do something in this game that I'm losing my mind about last night. And we talked about it when we played the Eagles. And then we had the guy on who told us, hey, Eagles DBs are prone for double moves, and we didn't even attempt to do it. They did it last night. The Patriots, it sets up a touchdown for them. And I'm screaming to myself, that's the simple stuff that we missed out on when we played the Eagles, not crying over spilt milk. Okay, a little bit. But some of the things that we thought might work against that defense that we didn't even attempt to do, they did last night.
And then also last night, some people saying, has the correction or the simplification of the catch rule begun? And it began last night in the Super Bowl. Roger Goodell answered a lot of questions about it with his State of the NFL press conference up in Minneapolis earlier in the week. And then you see the Corey Clement catch, which a lot of people are saying, well, wait a minute, that's not a catch earlier this year based on the way the refs were interpreting the rules. But it was there. You and I talked about it earlier. The Zach Ertz, to me, the ball breaks the plane. He's got control. The fact that he flips it back to himself, I have no problem with that one.
Me neither.
And the fact they took as long as they did to review it was kind of curious.
Well, that's the thing. And by the way, while we're making a catch moving forward, can we cut down on the review process, please?
You know, they've never gotten that right. We've asked Rich McKay about that a million times. It was supposed to be a minute, right? Wasn't it 90 seconds, then a minute? And they still can't get it right. Arthur, now for guys who don't know, Arthur Trish, our producer, also works for the NFL on the sideline, helping to monitor the timeouts, stoppage of play. It doesn't seem like it's gotten any faster, AT. You've been doing this for years.
No, it really doesn't. And they, instead of being located in New York like they are for much of the regular season games and the early playoff games, they were based out of Minneapolis last night. So it still didn't help in terms of getting it back to the action.
Mm. All right, man. Interesting. We're going to get to more NFL and certainly more Super Bowl conversation. A quick reminder, high school football National Signing Day is Wednesday. Join 92.9 The Game and The Midday Show. Rick and John as they broadcast live at Stars and Stripes in Sandy Springs.
Dope.
From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll be out there and bringing you the latest on what's going on with your favorite school and who else have they wrapped up with their signing day. So that's going to happen on Wednesday, guys. Again, Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Jeff Santel's going to join us tomorrow, guys, from Dog Nation to talk about the latest. About, again, as Carl said, kind of lowercase signings, all the big dogs, or all the big dogs signed. How many impact players are going to come out in round two of National Signing Day, Carl?
Coming up, we'll get to more Falcon conversation as well. And I want to jump on some of your phone calls. I know guys want to jump in and tell us what they think about what we need to do moving forward with our Falcon football team so we can get back to a Super Bowl.
By the way, love having Tony Schiavone, as we said. It's like Tony takes a folding chair to the updates.
Yeah, he really does. Oh, he tried to hit me with one earlier today. I was like, let me try this. I was like, Tony, this is a little bit too real for me. It is Dukes and Bell, man. Normally, it is time for Mike Conti, in case you missed it. But for those who don't know, I'm just going to give a little background, then I'm going to let Mike speak for himself. But Conti grew up in Pennsylvania, and obviously with the Eagles playing in the Super Bowl, his family got together, and they had a chance to witness history, potentially, and it ended up happening and going in their favor. So Conti's actually at the airport, Mike, apparently headed back to the ATL. Well, what's going on, Conti?
Conti's in the middle of it. Sounds like a riot, Mike Conti.
Well, I'll tell you this. I had all that money for a plane ticket to see them lose. So that worked out okay. But it was a lot of fun last night. It has been a crazy 24 hours here in Philadelphia. In fact, here at the airport, I think the Eagles plane just landed like an hour ago, and a lot of people rushed to the windows to kind of see their charter flight pull into the charter terminal, and the buses pulled up and took them away, and everyone in here started cheering, and then they ran to a TV to see if they could see anything. It's just a mess. You saw the footage last night from Broad Street. People definitely got it in here last night, but it's been a long time coming. The Eagles they haven't won a championship since 1960, so a lot of people were very hungry for this up here. Very celebratory mood in the city this afternoon.
All right, Mike Conti, your phone was breaking up there just a little bit. Obviously, the celebration is going on. What is the now? Did you go out? I mean, honestly, I know you
was
said
it
you,
safe to go out.
You said you were not, but did you go out at all?
I went to bed. I am not joking. I'm totally serious because I was up doing a Hawks game yesterday in New York. So I had to be up super, super early to get the train to go up there, do the game, and then come back. And the game ended, and I looked at my wife. I said, thank God that's going to go to overtime because I was really, really tired. So we went to bed. And the younger members of my family, they went out and got it in a little bit. It was a very peaceful celebrate, shout out some fireworks, and that was about it. I did that. I woke up saw all the craziness that happens. I guess that makes me a cool man for that. But then I get pepper sprayed or, try to climb any poles or anything like that.
All right, Mike, the cell is crapping out, brother. But, hey, have a safe trip home. We'll see you back here at the ranch, big guy. I know it for Eagles
Sorry,
fans.
Guys,
see,
I'll
Mike's proof all Eagles fans are not bad people, Carl.
No, not at all.
He grew up living it and finally got the payoff.
All right, so what are we talking about amongst
they can get better cell towers at the stinking airport up there.
Well, maybe they were destroyed last night in the celebration. So we're in the bullpen. This is kind of where we all hang out. And our guy, Will Guerra, who does our traffic, does a terrific job. And Will's literally like, so what's the game winner going to be tonight? And we always say this. The game winner is pretty organic. Mike and I, the show goes for 4.5 hours, sometimes a little bit longer. And and we come up with something that we run with at 6:40. But his whole premise was, and Mike said, well, maybe we'll do, what commercial or whatever. And he says, oh, the halftime show. Every year, Mike, we have this conversation about it. Now, I'm just going to put this in perspective because next year, Super Bowl 53 is here in the ATL.
Right.
And I just saw a tweet, and I'm retweeting it as we speak, from Bruno Mars, who says, at NFL, Outkast, T.I., Gucci, Lil Jon, Jeezy, Jermaine Dupri, just to name a few, it would be the best party TV's ever seen. He's talking about next year's halftime show.
Right.
Okay? So I'm tweeting this. I'm going to retweet it. And the point is, we were just having this conversation. That is one side of the conversation. What do you do here? But Mike, everybody's critiquing Justin Timberlake, and Will's going in, he just didn't do it for me. What group can on that stage?
I mean, as we said, there's always going to be. Now, Bruno Mars, we're just talking about it. I mean, if you wanted to capture the guy that's like, the singer, dancer, musician can do it all, Bruno Mars was a guy we saw a couple Super Bowls back. Because obviously Prince, you wanted something to do with Prince, but apparently Justin Timberlake and Prince had issues over the years. So a lot of people felt it was disingenuous for him to be honoring Prince. And I mean, he didn't want to have a hologram. It was just a basically projected Prince's image. I don't know. Look, I get it. He's a great entertainer. Timberlake, I'm pushing 50. He's not my cup of vodka. But, I mean, here in Atlanta, let's get it right. I mean, we got an unbelievable rich R&B hip-hop history. And let's embrace it. And let's get Outkast. I mean, that's what you got to do. We got to get Big Boy and Andre 3000 together for the Super Bowl. Imagine that. I mean, that's something people would go bananas over, in addition to all the other artists you just mentioned.
Yeah, I, you know, the Timberlake thing, and I enjoyed the performance personally. I've actually seen him in concert probably 2, maybe 3 years ago. I forget the album. Oh, the Suit and Tie album was when I got a chance to see him. And he does a great job. What you saw last night is pretty much what you get when you go see him, and he does a really good job. I just think you throw any performer. For all you guys who love rock and roll, Throw any rock group out there. It's not going to suffice for everybody. It's not going to suffice that you throw a hip-hop group out there or a current pop artist like just Justin Timberlake. I think the thing, Mike, is this is a made-for-TV event, meaning what is going on in the stadium and what we're actually seeing at home can be two completely different things. And it looks like a party and everybody's having a good time. And that's what it's supposed to look like. And regardless of who the artist is, last year, guys, I'm not a Lady Gaga fan. She did a hell of a job at the Super Bowl. I got to give her props. I got to give her respect. And that's how I feel about Timberlake. The point is, Will was saying, what was the wow moment? You need a wow moment. And I said, the wow moment was his Prince tribute. That was the wow moment.
I'll never beat you.
Yeah.
I'll never lie.
I don't know if you need to bring somebody else out to have a wow moment. Would Britney Spears have done that for you last night? No, I don't know.
I mean, they started doing like the combination of a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, or a little bit R&B, a little bit rock. Remember, they had Britney and Aerosmith 1 year, and they always kind of try to mash it up a little bit and get other artists involved. I mean, I don't know. You're never going to make everybody happy, but they do get a bit of a spike in the ratings for the casual fan, i.e. women.
Right.
So, I mean, mission accomplished there. But, I mean, one thing for certain, there are so many artists and so much cool things happening musically in Atlanta. Let's hope that we don't get something jammed down our throat by the NFL and we do something that is Atlanta-centric.
Good point. Yeah, and listen, we've got worldwide
artists.
No,
good luck with that, but let's hope.
Well, there's a certain status, right, Mike, that you've got to have to play the Super Bowl. The artists we're talking about, even if you did a mashup, have that status.
But imagine something like we get Outkast back together at the Super Bowl at halftime. You know, a lot of people, if you're not familiar with the music, look it up, okay? If you're younger, I don't know what, even I know about Outkast. But, I mean, we've had Big Boy on. We've asked Andre about this over the years. Wouldn't that be something that you throw in everybody else in town? Luda, Jermaine Dupri, all the other guys. I mean, you could do something really super duper.
Yeah, I agree. I'm curious, and we'll be talking plenty about that as we move forward. But it's just, ironically, Bruno Mars just tweeted that out and was like, hey,
nice job.
Super Bowl's in Atlanta next year. Let me give you some ideas, NFL, you know?
I'm glad to kickstart that idea, man.
No doubt.
So anyway, we'll see. Knowing the NFL, they'll screw it up. But anyway, it is Dukes and Bell. The guys, it is interesting, though, because guys are hitting us up as we're talking about this on our Salmon Brothers Diamond text line. A lot of guys are saying, you know, some people thought it was meh. And mostly the people either really loved it or they really didn't like whatever Justin Timberlake was doing last night.
Yeah.
What is this beef he had with Prince? Where does that stem from?
You know, some people still apparently think that there's a grudge there and that Prince, you know, he didn't necessarily get along or didn't like Timberlake. Mm-hmm. They had some history. And people were saying, you know, because of that, they still had a problem with Timberlake doing this. I think when you're in a guy's town who's as legendary as Prince is, this is the least you could do. If Timberlake doesn't acknowledge Prince last night, he's getting killed today. So,
and the family didn't, and the family and friends didn't want a hologram performance.
Correct.
There was thoughts that that was going to happen, and that apparently got, and that got squashed.
Yeah. So this is the way they did it. I thought they did a really good job, but again, I don't get caught up in the whole grudge thing, Mike, in the music industry, and you know, guys being upset about this, that, and the other. At the end of the day, Prince is no longer with us. He can't tell us what the problem was, and I think Justin Timberlake did a good job of honoring him last night for that brief moment. It is Dukes and Bell, man. We got plenty more to get to. Mike mentioned it, National Signing Day. Well, the second part.
Part deux.
All right, what's it mean for the Dogs in Alabama and Florida? What's their class look like? We'll tell you coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.